Moberly Utilities Director Mary West Calcagno joins us. She's just returned from New Orleans. This wasn't vacation, was it? This was one of the biggest meetings you go to.
This is the biggest meeting I attend ever. The Water Environment Federation Technical Conference is an international conference for wastewater professionals, manufacturers of equipment, vendors of supplies, all get together once a year to talk about the industry that is wastewater.
Okay, and you were saying among the interesting workshops you went to, one was financial in nature.
Exactly. We know here in Moberly that we have a lot of challenges with our aging infrastructure, and financial affordability and capability is topmost in the council's mind and staff as well. So one of the groups of educational sessions that I attended for an afternoon was on financial affordability and capacity for municipal utilities. EPA put out a financial affordability guidance document in 2014, and so folks have some experience now the last couple, 3 years of working with that. And so I went and sat in on sessions and listened to people who have been developing infrastructure renewal plans and how they work that out on a timeline for their community.
So how can that potentially help Moberly moving forward?
Well, always in the past, there's a 2% of median household income guideline that many of the financing regulatory agencies use. And in many cases, that's used for future projects and not necessarily operations and maintenance or replacement of aged infrastructure. So there is a way for us to structure these agreements and timelines as we move into what is an integrated management plan for all of the utilities so that we don't have to do everything all at once. Whenever you have situations like we have in Moberly and in most municipalities around the country where you have 100-year-old infrastructure, we know that we can't do everything all at once. It just is not affordable.
Okay. How valuable was it just to get FaceTime with some of these folks, too, and make contacts?
It really is vital. We have a number of new technology that is being developed all the time regarding wastewater treatment, pipeline assets, pipeline material, how to install these different technologies or materials. And learning from other people who've made mistakes or had successes helps us lean more toward the success side and not the mistake side.
So do you bring a lot of what you learned there back?
We do. We bring a lot of it back. And I think one of the most important things that we bring back is connections and contact info. Because what I have found in this industry through the years is that people are more than willing to say, pick up the phone and call me. Come down and see us. And really will sit down and kind of walk us through what they're doing.
Okay, I got to ask you, too. We're going to be getting some colder weather here, too. Good, bad, how does that affect everything under the ground that we don't see?
Well, as we've talked about before, we had just under 150 water main leaks last year. I don't know that the weather is as much of a factor as just the age of the pipes in the ground. Obviously, if we get down to 11 below again, we're going to see a lot of water main leaks. The fact that the ground is saturated now and we've had rain, you know, the ground moves back up against the water lines and the sewer mains, and that does help. We'll just have to see what Mother Nature throws at us.
All right. How about if we tell folks, and when we get to that very cold weather, probably not a good idea to pull the blowtorch out, is it?
Oh, no, never that. But if, as people are out now cleaning up their yards, the leaves are going to start falling soon, and people are going to do that last yard work for the year. If they notice that their water meter, the lid is off, or there's a hole in the side of their meter pit, let us know that, because we want to make sure that those meter pits are in good repair and insulated so that we don't have all the water meters freezing again like we did last year.
All right, Utilities Director Mary West Calcagno, she's joined us today in Quicksland this morning.